This is Jay Sekulow. We've got State Department reaction on the Saeed matter.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The 32-year-old pastor and U.S. citizen, the Reverend Saeed Abedini, is being held in one of Iran's most brutal prisons without formal charges, other than the fact that he is a Christian convert, and was seized by Revolutionary Guards during a trip back to see his family.
God has given me a lot of peace that it can only come through faith in Jesus Christ. It's just been very emotional for the kid. My 6-year-old understands so much more. She's been asking questions, you know, and a few weeks ago she was crying, Mommy, I'm forgetting Daddy's voice. I don't remember how his voice sounds anymore.
This now, come home, 'cause I've been waiting for you for so long.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And this is just a continuing war in the Muslim world against Christians. They've killed them. They've pulled them out of their own churches. They've denied them the right to organize their religion. And now they've thrown this guy in jail.
I feel like they've waited a long time already, and we just want to get him home. We just want to get him back.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett is with me in our offices in Washington, D.C. I'm in our media center, and I want to encourage you to call in. We've got some important news on the Saeed matter, and that is the State Department, the United States Department of State, says it is now in contact with the family, or will be in contact with the family of Pastor Saeed. Our lawyers are working with the State Department right now. We're in conversations last night, even with the ambassador on religious freedom for the State Department on this issue. We are also using other governmental emissaries to work on behalf of Pastor Saeed. If you're not familiar with his story, we've been talking about it a lot on air. We've got a situation right now where a 32-year-old Iranian-born Christian convert from Islam, who is also a U.S. citizen, is being held in the notorious Evin prison in Iran. It is a very difficult situation for him. It is also an extremely difficult situation for his wife and two children who live in the United States. He was back doing humanitarian work in Iran and visiting family. He has been in jail now since the end of the summer. He was under house arrest earlier in the summer. No charges filed, which is typically the situation here, but we know why he's in jail, and that is because he's a Christian. And you got to ask yourself, why in the world are we having relationships? Now, we have no relationships with Iran, but these Islamic countries are continuing, whether it's in Egypt, Iran, or other countries as well, to crack down on Christians. And this is getting bipartisan support, folks. Your response yesterday, over 35,000 of you contacted us in one day. On The Five last night on Fox News, Bob Beckel went into great detail about his disgust on this. So we've got Democratic support. Beckel, of course, is a Democratic strategist. Listen to what he had to say, number 14.
If we threw every Muslim in jail in this country who was out there propagandizing about Muhammad, then we'd have a pretty full prison system, wouldn't we? And I tell you, it's time for you all just to stop it. And, you know, I mean, you just let these religions be able to practice their religion. You're the most intolerant religion in the world.
This is coming from Bob Bechtel. I mean, this is I was really pleased that Bob said these comments yesterday. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. This pastor's Christmas is going to be in jail. We want to know about your prayers for him, your prayers for our country, your prayers for the persecuted church. And how important is it for the government to get involved? If you want to talk to us on air, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Very important project coming up to mark this historic occasion of Saeed's imprisonment. And we'll be joined by Reverend Pat Mahoney after the break. You're not going to want to miss that. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Folks, 35,000 of you contacted us yesterday. 35,000 of you. And I will tell you that that is a great start to getting attention, and we are now getting attention from the State Department. If you've not yet signed on to this petition, let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and sign that petition online, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge, folks. Any amount of money you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Come home.
You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nader Khani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and two young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nader Khani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
I've been waiting for you so long.
Well, we've got a Christian pastor in jail. He's 32 years old. He's a Muslim convert to Christianity. He was born in Iran. Is a U.S. citizen now, though, and he's in a jail. And we are working aggressively to get him out, and we were getting no response from government entities until we went on the air with it yesterday, and I'm happy to report that the U.S. is now, quote, aware of jailed Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation. They are now starting to work on it. We're meeting with them. In fact, we'll be briefing the Ambassador of Religious Freedom on this. So, folks, here's the good news, and that is your voice is being heard. But to get results here, this pastor right now spending Christmas in an unbelievably brutal prison. To get results, we need to hear from you. So if you've not yet signed on to this petition, go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And Than, we need to start getting some response on Capitol Hill as well, but at least we now got the interest of the State Department, which did not exist, folks, until 35,000 of you contacted us in 24 hours.
Absolutely right, Jay. It's of course a great thing that they're acknowledging awareness of the case. Of course, part of the reason they're aware of it is because we made them aware of it. But listen, it's good that they're aware, but now we need action. You mentioned the Religious Freedom Ambassador, Dr. Cook. We have a great relationship with her. We're going to be calling on her to engage, to speak out. Jay, I'm a little disappointed we haven't heard from Secretary Clinton yet. However, she's got a few more days left in that office. I think she should still engage on her way out. And by the way, this would be a great issue for the new incoming Secretary of State, who's about to be announced, John Kerry, to engage. I think this should be one of the first things he addresses. He should call for the release of Pastor Saeed, and he should do it immediately.
All right, so let me give you some background. Then I'm going to get Reverend Pat Mahoney, who's got a special project on this that they're going to launch in Washington. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you need some background, here's what we've got. Saeed and Nagme, his wife, were married in 2004. They have two children. The current ages of those kids are 6 and 4. He's 32. He was put on house arrest on July 28, 2012, when he was taken off a bus, legally entering Iran from Turkey to return home to the United States. He was then arrested formally on September 26, 2012. His house was raided, and he's been thrown in the notorious Evin prison. There'll be charges against, you know, national security and espionage. That's what they always do. But the real charges is here. He's a Christian. And he's a Christian that's worked in that area of the world for a long time. Joining me on the phone right now is a very good friend of ours, Reverend Pat Mahoney from the Christian Defense Coalition. And, Pat, you and I have been talking about this. You played a very important role in the release of and bringing the notoriety to Youssef Nader Khani's situation. What's the plan for Pastor Saeed?
Well, first of all, Jay, thank you for the great work of the ACLJ. Let's remember, for months, the State Department said nothing on this. The Obama administration said nothing, and thank God they are finally beginning to move. Jay, here's we're doing several things. First of all, we're launching a national campaign with many faith organizations around the country. We just started today, called Leave a Christmas Place Setting for Pastor Saeed. And what we are encouraging is Christians all across America, while they celebrate their Christmas dinners with family and friends, while they enjoy the beauty of the season, as a reminder to pray for Pastor Saeed, and as a reminder to remember all of those persecuted around the world who are imprisoned, who cannot be with their families at Christmas, to leave an empty place setting. And Jay, what we're also going to have a witness in front of the White House on Christmas Day, which we're working on right now, and I'll share details later. But I want to encourage everyone, it is critical that we remember our persecuted brothers and sisters, particularly at Christmas, and this is a powerful witness in your community, in your churches. We are contacting our church partners around the country. We are working on social networks. This Christmas season, as you set the table, leave an empty place setting for Pastor Saeed. You can remember him during the grace over Christmas dinner, conversation throughout the day, and we need to continue to raise awareness. We need to continue to pray urgently and passionately for our dear brother and so many thousands like him around the world who are simply in prison for their Christian faith.
You know, he's really symbolic or symptomatic of a number of hundreds in Iran right now that are in prison. And when you've got a situation like this, what we want to do is make sure that we have as much notoriety to this as possible. And that is starting to happen. We got a response out of the State Department yesterday. That didn't exist before. That's some good news there. But the question is, will there be enough to get this pastor released? Now, you know, it'd be wonderful to get him released by Christmas Day. That's not, short of a miracle, that is not likely. But we can continue this kind of momentum. We can all of a sudden see a significant turnaround in his ability, or in our ability to get him free. And it's going to take a global effort here, folks. So I want to encourage you to participate in what Pat was just talking about, is setting a table setting symbolically for the Pastor Saeeds of the world. Youssef Nardakhani, that pastor, is going to have Christmas dinner with his family this year. By God's grace, he is out. And a lot of hard work by a lot of people, not just our staff, but people around the world. The same thing can happen here. Like I said, unlikely it's going to happen by Christmas, but things can happen. I mean, miracles can happen. But we need to get the public attention up, so we want you to go to Pat, what's the best way for people to contact you and to get – I'm on your social media, but for people to get on your social media.
The best way is just to go through our Facebook. That's just Patrick Mahoney. It's open to the public. We're letting people know. And, Jay, I would encourage every pastor – every elder listening to your show this Sunday in their church services, and this is what we're encouraging, also working with Faith in Action and Reverend Rob Shank, pastors to make an announcement. It would only take 45 or 50 seconds to say, look, we on this Christmas day need to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters. So go to my Facebook. It's Patrick Mahoney. It's an open page. Anyone can go, and we're posting facts, telling people what to do. We're going to post pictures and then plan our event for Christmas Day in front of the White House. So, again, our voices are making a difference. Just think, 48 hours ago, Jay, before you went on Hannity, before the outreach to Ambassador Cook and the Obama administration, nothing was happening on this. So we are starting to see momentum.
You know, it's interesting because you said that. It really, literally, in the last 24 hours, this case has gone from no discussion to discussions within the State Department. But it needs to go beyond discussion, folks. And that's where you come in. We want you to participate in the Christian Defense Coalition's great idea of setting a place setting for Pastor Saeed to represent the persecuted church, but him individually. But also, we want you to sign on to this petition, which is now approaching 35, 36,000. We would love to be at 50,000 through the weekend. That would be a great way to – we'd get information out, folks. We're going to get information out Christmas Day on this. I mean, we're going to keep information going on this. So it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call right now and add your voice, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air, you could do that as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Pat, thanks for calling in, and thanks for your work on this.
Yeah, you too, Jay. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Very good. So that's Pat Mahoney from the Christian Defense Coalition. They do a lot of great public outreach and public witness, and that's, again, part of this process of what we want to create. All right, Than, let's go to the phones. We got calls coming in. If you want to talk to us on air about this, express your concerns, your prayers, your thoughts about this pastor's plight and his family, call us at 1-800-684-3110.
First up is Kadisha calling from California on line one. Kadisha, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kadisha. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you for what you're doing, this great, mighty work for the persecuted pastors in Iran. I'm actually in Sacramento pastoring a Persian church, and our main ministry is called Pray For Me, which stands Pray For Middle East, and we've been taking the this what is going on in Iran with all this persecution in Iran and everything, and this government that it's not only wanted to kill every Christians in Iran, but also want to wipe Israel off the earth. So we've been the voice of the Middle East in Sacramento. We've been trying to gather all the pastors. I set up a board for 12 pastors to come to be the voice for Middle East and speak in their churches. Sadly, I have to say, pastors, some of them, they're even afraid to speak in their churches about what's happening in Iran. We've been doing this for past 4 years.
Great.
We've been trying to bring awakening in our churches, not only to know what's going on in Iran, not only to know what this demonic government is planning to do to their own people, but also to Israel. But it's not just the Iran and Israel. They're right here at home, and we are welcoming their religion, that this dark religion of Islam, and allowing them to practice here. We already have 10 mosques in Sacramento, for cry out loud. I mean, this is the religion is killing and destroying the whole world, is killing the Christians in Iran, and wants to kill us here in America.
Well, the fact of the matter is there is, and we're getting Democrats speaking out on this, and I've got to go to a break, but I'm going to play when I get back from the break a statement by Bob Beckel. I'm going to play something from Andrea Tinteros from Fox News. It's getting a lot of attention. Kadisha, we appreciate you calling in and explaining as a pastor the plight of the church there, and we'll see. And again, we're praying for you. But folks, we got to get you to take action here. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You're hearing from pastors from around the world saying, speak out for this man that's in jail. He's a U.S. citizen. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nardakhani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and two young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months. Now, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American Pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Well, we've got some good news to report. By the way, we had another win on an HHS mandate case. We're going to be joined by Frank Mannion coming up and I think Jeff Surtees as well. So two of our senior lawyers for the ACLJ got a victory report there. We'll be joined by them in a little bit. But we do have some attention being brought to this by the State Department since we went public with this 24 hours ago, which is some good news. Let me play for you Bob Beckel. Again, he's a Democratic strategist. He's on Fox News and on Fox, the 5 program. He was very strong in our favor yesterday. Listen to what he said.
You know, he'd been over there 9 times. What he had done over the years is to organize Christian churches in households. That's the only place they can meet. They can't build any churches there. And this is just a continuing war in the Muslim world against Christians. They've killed them. They've pulled them out of their own churches. They've denied them the right to organize their religion. And now they've thrown this guy in jail.
Well, there you have it. I mean, the guys – and this is Bob Beckel, folks. These are not conservatives. So, Than, the question to you is, can we get that kind of support now – bipartisan on Capitol Hill and get attention to this?
I think there's no question that we can, Jay. This does not have to be a partisan issue. I mean, just think back to Pastor Youssef's case, which I'm glad you brought up because there are a lot of parallels here. But we actually had the first Muslim member of Congress, Keith Ellison, as a lead co-sponsor with Joe Pitts on that bill. Heath Shuler was also very helpful. Actually, when that bill moved through the House, Jay, it was supported unanimously, Republicans and Democrats. So that's going to be part of our strategy here. We initially reached out to the Idaho delegation, but just this morning, Jay, we've had conversations with Congressman Trent Franks, Congressman Robert Adderholt, Senator Roy Blunt. It's going to be bipartisan. We're going to make sure of that because this should not be a political issue.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to help this pastor out by keeping his memory not only alive for his family but getting it out in the public so we can get him out of this prison, you go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Also, folks, this is the end of the year. It's a very important month for us at the ACLJ. Any donation support you give, we really appreciate it. It's tax deductible. We're in a matching challenge, which means any amount you give to us, we get a match for. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to Chris calling from Virginia on line 1. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to give a quick testimony of, you know, just the persecuted church and the way the Lord has worked in my life towards them. Before I knew the Lord, I really wasn't even concerned about anything, you know, as far as world issues and stuff. But once I got involved and I read more of my Bible and realized how much we're really supposed to be taking care of people that aren't able to, you know, do the simple things that we enjoy as Americans as well, it's just, you know, when I found out about that and when the Lord really touched my heart, it really opened up the whole world. So, you know, I did as much digging as I could. I got involved with persecution.org. I've been donating to them. And I just want to encourage everyone out there just to give as much as they can. Sign those petitions because they're very important. And, you know, just get as involved as they can to help their brothers because we're all one body in Christ.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And you're right. Those phone calls right now and adding your name to the petition, it makes a huge difference. And, Than, we look, in 24 hours between getting on Hannity, the story breaking that Lisa Daftari wrote that went on to FoxNews.com, Bob Beckel and the 5 handling it yesterday, Sarah Palin's comments on it, she's tweeted this out. I mean, we're starting to get that kind of support, Than, that's needed to get momentum on the Hill. And you're right, Keith Ellison, we need to reach out to him. He's a Muslim member of Congress. He's very helpful in Youssef Nardakani. It'd be very helpful to get him on this as well.
We're going to be doing that, and you're right, Jay. This has exploded over the last 48 hours, but this is one of the lessons that we've learned from previous cases. Yes, we have to do all of the outreach to world leaders, to the State Department, to Congress, to the President. That's what we have an expertise in. But, Jay, this public awareness, this public engagement, it's so important because Iran likes to do this kind of thing under the cover of night. They don't like to do it in the light of day. And what we've been doing over the last 48 hours alongside of our members, it played a big role in in freeing Pastor Youssef, and it's going to be critical in freeing Pastor Saeed as well.
All right, folks, again, we're taking your call at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're here for another 30 minutes. If you get us on SiriusXM, you get the full hour. If not, just go over to JSEC Live or just go over to ACLJ.org, and you can listen to the radio broadcast live. Let's get another call in. Who do we have next?
All right, let's go to Gerald from Texas on line three. Gerald, you're on the air.
Jared, you're on the air. Hi, Jared.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
It is a privilege for me to have to speak my opinion on this. Although I praise the Lord that you know, this is happening, because it reminds me of the back early days in the gospel when you know, Peter was locked up and how the you know, the members were praying and stuff. So I'm calling here to simply say this. You know, if we as Christian, if we can go back to this method, and then we can hold a prayer, a national prayer, you know, I mean, for the brother who is in jail.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. And we had on the broadcast Reverend Pat Mahoney, and they came up with a great idea at the Christian Defense Coalition, which is to set a Christmas plate for Pastor Saeed as symbolic of not just him, but those others in the persecuted church that won't be celebrating Christmas with their family. And it's a great idea, and we encourage people to be upholding others in prayer. It's very, very, very significant that we do that. All right, we're going right back to the phones, and we'll be taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's try to get another call in here before the end of the segment.
Mary Ellen from Illinois is calling on line one. Mary Ellen, you're on the air.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to report that I linked to the religion editor here in Chicago. She's the editor or religion writer for the Chicago Tribune.
Yep.
Is Manya Brachur, your website and the Persecuted Churches site. And I just said she needs to be reporting this to have a free, unbiased democracy. We need a free press. So she needs to report both sides of this issue.
Yeah, and there's only one side to report. I mean, honestly, and that is we've got a U.S. citizen in jail by a dictatorial regime, and he's a U.S. citizen, and we need to get him out. So I appreciate, Mary Ellen, you notifying. And that's important to do. We're trying to get as much attention to it as we can. We have, and that's because we've had Fox News covering this now extensively, including some of the liberal members of Fox News, like Bob Beckel. He's made very strong statements. Eric Bolling and Greg Gutfeld also issued strong statements. Listen to number 16.
Wow, what a dangerous profession to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Christian minister,
sure.
Christian minister, priest, pastor, whatever, in a Muslim country.
But that's
a,
you know,
a fundamentalist Muslim country.
That's a great point, though. And when people talk about, when they make fun of Christians and when they make fun of religion in general, they forget the risks that many Christians over hundreds of years have taken going into hostile territories and losing their lives because of this.
And we're trying to prevent a life loss here. But again, folks, this is where you come in, and your prayers and support for this pastor are going to make a difference. Hey, we'll be taking more of your phone calls, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to give you an update on an HHS mandate case victory coming back from the break. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you're willing to stand with this pastor, over 35,000 of you have contacted us in about 36 hours. 35,000 people in that period of time. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want to play for you very quickly Andrea Tantaros from Fox, Greek Orthodox. Here's what she had to say. This is getting a lot of support from a lot of different people.
You know, he's even worse
Eric.
In the eyes of the Muslim religion, because we're all considered infidels because we haven't converted. He, because he was born Muslim, is an apostate. He's turned his back on the Muslim faith, which under Sharia law says he's waging war against Islam.
So this is what you've got, folks. This is why we utilize, this is called media advocacy, and that's where you come in. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage everybody as we go into the weekend here, go to your phones right now, sign on to this petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. Tax-deductible donations are a matching challenge right now at ACLJ.org.
The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Obviously, we're talking about a variety of things. The pastor's plight in Iran. We're working on that right now. We've got a big victory to report in the next segment of the broadcast on the HHS mandate, so we'll keep you posted there. But we've also got calls coming in because it is Christmas and there's always issues, and it looks like we've got one maybe brewing out of Arizona. Let's go right to the phones, Stan.
Yeah, we're going to start with Candace from Arizona on line one. Candace, you're on the air.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, I'm from Prescott, Arizona. We have our annual courthouse lighting on the square where there's Bible reading. And in the Courier this week, there's a report that a Madison, Wisconsin-based atheist organization has sent letters to our local government.
Yeah, that's the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
And they sent it to the Unified School District and Secretary of State protesting the religious aspects of the courthouse lighting ceremony.
So has there been any adverse action taken by the people in the government in Prescott, Arizona, or right now they're letting things go forward?
As far as I know, things are letting it go forward. I just saw this in the newspaper, and I was wondering.
Are you a citizen of Prescott? Do you live in Prescott?
Yes.
Okay, let me suggest what we could do here. Let me get you in touch with our legal department at the ACLJ. Actually, the best way for you to do it is go to aclj.org. There's a form on there. Email the form in. Say you spoke to me on radio today and just say, could we send a letter out? And we can to the people in Prescott, letting them know what their rights are. We've got an informational letter that we can get right out. So if you'll do that at aclj.org, that'd be a great way for us to be able to help you make sure things go on smoothly in Prescott, Arizona. We appreciate the call. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've now got attention, fan, to this pastor's plight in Iran. But now it's going to take the next effort, which is going to be congressional, UN, just like we did with Youssef Nardakhani. What's your sense of where we're going here? We've had 36 hours of very positive developments. We got a long way to go, though.
Yeah, I was very encouraged to see that the State Department is now publicly acknowledging awareness of this. The next step, Jay, is that they would actually take action. I want them to speak out about it. I want them to demonstrate to us that they are working those back channels to free Pastor Saeed. In order to do that, we are going to now start doing what we did for Pastor Youssef. We're reaching out to members of Congress. That started this morning. We're going to make sure it's bipartisan. And again, like you've been saying, Jay, we are going to make this about public awareness, too. Our listeners need to personalize this, Jay. Pastor Saeed's about my age. He has a wife. He has young children. We are here in America. We are free to practice our faith. He is in a brutal prison around the world in Iran. It is our obligation to stand up for him. So we're going to be working on all of those fronts moving forward.
Yeah, this is going to be a very, very aggressive time. And we're getting help from people like Sarah Palin as well. She sent out a couple of tweets yesterday to almost a million people on her Twitter list. Here's what she had to say. Take a listen.
Sharia law does call for apostates, those who would convert to Christianity, they can be put to death. Why is it that we would advocate, especially sending our sons and daughters in conflict, they being willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to usher in Sharia democracy in the Middle East? We really need to rethink what it is that we're doing in some of these countries and our monetary support and military support in some of these countries that would ever support such a thing.
The fact that we're getting people, you got Bob Beckel on one hand, and you've got Sarah Palin on another, so kind of right and left and center mentioned here, is a huge deal. Bob Beckel was very aggressive about this, and which was very helpful to get a Democrat this fired up on it. Listen to number 13. This is, again, a Democratic strategist, Bob Beckel. Here's what he had to say.
Well, he's been over there 9 times. What he had done over the years is to organize Christian churches in households. That's the only place they can meet. They can't build any churches there. And this is just a continuing war in the Muslim world against Christians. They've killed them. They pulled them out of their own churches. They've denied them the right to organize their religion. And now they've thrown this guy in jail.
And our job now is to get him out, and that's where you come in, folks. We encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition with over 35,000 others have, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Follow up on the social media, Twitter, Facebook. Get in fully engaged here. We'll keep you posted right through the Christmas holidays. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nader Khani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and 2 young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nader Khani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We got some good news on an HHS mandate case. We got a victory yesterday. We joined by Frank's Mannion and Jeff Surtees in just a moment. But we've got a couple calls. I want to get to those really quickly. Let's go right to Alan. Let's take him first, then.
Yeah, he's calling from New York on line 2. Alan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Thank you. God bless you guys for what
Thanks.
You I was wondering if you guys are doing anything for, as reported on Fox News, for that a former Marine that's been imprisoned illegally in Mexico the past 4 months.
Yeah, let me give you some really good news, breaking news. He has been released, and he is being released now, and he'll be meeting up with his lawyer in Mexico and then heading over to the United States. Fox News, again, our thank you to them for bringing this to light. So that situation has been resolved successfully. So some good news there, which shows you the parallel that if you keep these things in the public's eyes, you can get results. All right, let's try to grab another call. Then I'm going to be joined by Jeff and Frank.
All right, let's go to Deborah from Florida on line 1. Deborah, you're on the air.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi there.
You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me, Jay?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, great. I'm just wondering, with Obama constantly going around Congress, violating the Constitution, isn't he violating everybody's civil rights?
Well, the thing is this. I mean, the president said if he can't get it through the legislature, he's going to get it done. So, Than, I mean, he's kind of living up to his promise. He got reelected. He's going to try to get things done that we may disagree with, but there's a consequence to an election, and this is what it is.
Yeah, and honestly, Jay, he was doing this before the election when he nominated those nominees during a recess. That was not obviously in his purview to do. He did it anyway, so it really shouldn't come as any surprise to the American people that he's continued to operate in this way. I think we're going to see this all throughout these next 4 years.
Yeah, and we're in court, by the way, on that right now, so we'll keep you posted on that. I am very happy to have on the phone with me Frank Mannion, a senior counsel for the ACLJ, and Jeff Surtees is also an ACLJ senior counsel, because we have another injunction granted in an HHS mandate case. This is some big news. Frank, why don't you give us a little bit of the background here first?
Sure, Jay. We represent a family called the Grisadecks, who live in the St. Louis area. They run four businesses in the state of Missouri, one of them in Springfield. They don't want to include abortion-inducing drugs in their company health plan. They've got a good employee situation there, a good health package, but they just don't want to include things that violate their religious beliefs. We filed a lawsuit against the HHS mandate that would require them to cover those things, and we're happy to report that yesterday, Judge Richard Doar in the Western District of Missouri granted an injunction against the government. The government would not concede that this case should be put on hold, even though we've already beaten them in the O'Brien case at the Eighth Circuit, which is above this court. The judge gave them an opportunity to agree to put the whole thing on hold until the O'Brien case was decided. They refused, and he granted our injunction.
Let me ask you this one, Jeff. There was we got the Eighth Circuit injunction, which was also very big news about 2 weeks ago. But what now is the situation? We saw the Hobby Lobby case that's being handled. I believe that's by the Beckett Fund. That injunction was denied. Is that correct?
That is correct, Jay. Yes. Yesterday, the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals denied Hobby Lobby's injunction pending the appeal.
Do we know what our friends at the Beckett Fund are going to be doing on that case? Have they decided if they're going to take it up to the Circuit Justice, who I think is Justice Sotomayor, which I would not take it would be a very friendly justice on a case like this?
Yes, Jay, it's our understanding that Hobby Lobby, the Beckett Fund, is going to go. They are going to go to Justice Sotomayor with an emergency petition asking that she, if not the full court, give Hobby Lobby the injunctive relief that the Tenth Circuit denied.
What gut feelings on what's going to happen there?
Oh, my goodness, Jay. You know, we had earlier this year a unanimous decision by the United States Supreme Court in the Hosanna-Tabor case, siding with religious freedom, with religious liberties. With this case, you know, if you took the principles that the Supreme Court applied in Hosanna-Tabor and you applied them there, I'm somewhat confident that Hobby Lobby is going to get the relief that they deserve in this case.
What do you think, Frank?
Well, I'm less confident than Jeff is, but it's Christmas, so I'll be hopeful.
Okay, hopeful. Well, you know, these emergency stays are tough. I mean, we'll find out soon. Have they taken it up already?
I think they're going to probably do it today, Jay.
All right, so in our Eighth Circuit case, what was the government's, you know, you've got an Eighth Circuit binding press, well, you know, they issued the injunction pending the disposition of the case. What DOJ, in that particular case, and O'Brien, what did the Department of Justice do once we won it at the Eighth Circuit?
Well, they're trying to distinguish the decision away, and they tried to convince this judge in Springfield the other day. Of course, in the court system, the Eighth Circuit is his boss. They conceded on the telephone conference that we had the other day that the case is indistinguishable from O'Brien, both on the law and the facts, and yet they were still unwilling to agree to what he was offering them, which was basically, I won't issue an injunction against you, we'll just have a consent. They refused to do it. They really don't have anything to say other than, I guess, the Eighth Circuit was wrong and to grant that injunction, and somehow they're going to prove that down the road. But
so looking at the cases right now, Jeff first and then Frank, that are out there right now, which one are the ones likely to move forward quickly? I mean, we've got our Eighth Circuit win, but that's now back in the trial court, right?
Yeah, no, the Eighth Circuit one, it remains in the Eighth Circuit. That appeal in the O'Brien case.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
The Department of Justice actually just filed about an hour ago their response to our appeal brief. And so we have our reply to be filed there. Another case that's moving forward at a rapid pace is our case representing the Corti family and their construction company. We filed an emergency motion with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals asking for what Hobby Lobby asked for in the Tenth Circuit, asking what O'Brien asked for in the Eighth Circuit, that the Seventh Circuit put on hold the HHS mandate until the Seventh Circuit can hear the merits of our appeal in that case. The DOJ's response to that emergency motion is due today as well.
So let's take a look at the Eighth Circuit case, our O'Brien case there, going up. So you're going to get a full hearing before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, at least a three-judge panel. We're optimistic that we get a win there. What does the Department of Justice do? They either ask for en banc, the full Eighth Circuit to hear it, or up to the Supreme Court it goes?
Probably ask for en banc. Let's face it, it's hard to predict how judges are coming down on this. You can't just read a judge's political affiliation before he or she went on the bench. and determine from that how they're going to vote.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So how is that? Because we've been before some Republican, you know, Bush appointees that have gone the wrong way in our view, and a Carter appointee that could go the right way in one of these cases.
Right. The first decision in this whole issue was from a Carter appointee who granted the injunction for a Catholic business owner out in Colorado, and yet Judge Jackson in the O'Brien case, district court, is a Republican nominee, as was the judge in Hobby Lobby.
And they said no.
They said no.
So it's not falling on ideological lines, or at least political lines right now.
Exactly.
What do you think that bodes? How does that bode then as it moves up?
I hope it bodes well, Jay. I think that judges that are really serious about this and look at the fundamental religious liberty issues here agree with most observers who think, well, of course this is a burden on religious beliefs. And so it falls back on whether the government can justify it with a compelling governmental interest. And there we win, because the government has exempted literally tens of millions of employees and employers from this mandate. So they can hardly say that there's a compelling interest when they leave all of these people out of the rule.
I guess we're going to find out soon enough. Let's talk about where these cases go. There's other ones I know in the pipeline. But when we look at this, Jeff, as the nature of the threat to religious liberty, I've said on this broadcast and we've said in writing that this is, in our lifetime, this is probably the most significant direct challenge on religious liberty we've seen from the government, certainly from the federal government.
Well, that's exactly right, Jay. You know, we've the ACLJ has been involved in hundreds, thousands of cases involving local governmental entities, public schools, county governments, states, and so forth, doing things that violate, that inhibit the right to religious exercise. Here we have a federal governmental edict directly mandating that an employer, no matter his religious beliefs, no matter her ethical beliefs, no matter their moral beliefs, include in their health plan drugs and services that directly violate those conscientious beliefs. This is just an all-out assault on religious freedom, one of the very first freedom identified in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. You know, the other thing, too, that's, you know, we should probably address is that the statute that all these cases are being decided on, one way or the other, is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Religious Freedom Restoration Act was passed in 1993, was signed by President Clinton, and it passed the Senate by a vote of 97-3. It was passed in the House by a voice vote. This is how unanimous Congress was in saying that we want a law that protects religious exercise. And when you counterbalance this nearly unanimous law that was passed by the Congress in 1993 compared to the HHS mandate, which was not even voted upon, because the regulations at issue in the HHS mandate came down from the Department of the Health and Human Services. It's not directly specified in the Affordable Care Act. So Congress didn't even vote on the mandate. So when you compare those two together, it's just alarming to me and disturbing to me that the government here is choosing to push an unvoted for regulation, despite the fact that there is a federal law that protects against such inhibitions on religious freedom.
Than, you were mentioning just now about how many people that are employed by these companies.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff is certainly right that this is a huge religious freedom issue, but one of the issues I've been putting in front of members of Congress, Jay, is the jobs issue that it is as well. The three companies we represent, I believe they employ about 350 people combined, and by the way, they'd face about $10 million a year in fines if they violate this mandate. So, Jay, they're really faced with the choice to either A, violate their conscience, or close their doors and cost 350 people their jobs.
All right, Frank, last question with 20 seconds to go here. Your sense of where this ends up, is it going to be the Supreme Court of the United States making the ultimate call here? Frank?
Cert petitions.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there, Frank.
I'm sure that by next fall, they'll be reviewing cert petitions here and granting them.
So you think it's going to be the Supreme Court of the United States
that's
going to have to decide? All right, folks, so we go through the process on that. Again, thanks for Frank and Jeff for hard work. A great victory there. We appreciate it. And again, folks, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 for a year-end win here.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. You remember the lengthy imprisonment of Youssef Nader Khani, a Christian pastor who spent nearly 3 years in prison in Iran because of his faith, freed only after an international outcry demanding his release. Now, the ACLJ is involved in a new case of religious persecution in Iran. We represent the family of a pastor, an Iranian U.S. citizen, being held in an Iranian prison because of his Christian faith. American pastor Saeed Abedini has a wife and two young children living here in the United States. He's been imprisoned in Iran for months, now facing charges that could result in a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. In this segment, we want to play for you an interview that Jay did on Sean Hannity's TV program, actually with the wife of Pastor Saeed. Her name is Nagme. This is Jay on with Sean Hannity and Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme. And immediately after that, you're going to hear Governor Sarah Palin, who was on with Greta Van Susteren, also talking about this issue. So let's go ahead and play that.
Welcome back to Hannity. A 32-year-old American pastor, the Reverend Saeed Abedini, has been detained by one of Iran's most notorious prisons since late September for charges that have not been made public other than the fact that he is a convert Christian. Now, the Reverend was born in Iran. He was granted U.S. citizenship in 2010 after marrying an American woman. Since then, he has traveled back to Iran to visit family multiple times, but has often been questioned by police for his Christian work throughout the country. Now, he is being held physically and emotionally abused and could face a lengthy prison term or possibly even the death penalty. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice has gotten involved in the hopes of having him released. So where is the Obama administration? Where's the UN? Where's the State Department? Joining me now to share this story is the wife of the Reverend Nagme Abedini and from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. Thank you both for being with us. Nagme, let me start with you. This is obviously he's gone back and forth here. Had little problems, but not big problems. What happened in this case that was different?
I believe that this time the Revolutionary Guard has been handling Saeed's case, and previously the intelligence police was. And I believe the recent change from the intelligence police to the Revolutionary Guard has changed the way they've been treating Christians and Christian activities in Iran.
Right. Well, Jay, not very different from what we see happening. Coptic Christians are being persecuted in Egypt.
Right.
A lot of Christians in the Muslim world. This is not uncommon. It's happening more and more, as a matter of fact, as we see the rise of radicalism. What have you found out in this particular case? Do you have access to him?
Well, his lawyers have been denied access to him, actually, in Iran. And the real troubling thing is, first of all, we're talking about a U.S. citizen. And, Sean, you mentioned early on that we have not had State Department help right now. We are now, this is the first time this has gone public. This story came out today. Lisa Daftari posted it on FoxNews.com. She's a Fox News contributor and been working with Tiffany Behrens from our office. What we've got right now, Sean, is a situation not unlike Youssef Nader Khani, who was eventually released. And it's going to take international pressure. His crime, the crimes that are being alleged here, of course, are not public. They have not indicted, but it's because he's a Christian. And they have cracked down, as you said, these Islamic regimes have continued to crack down, whether it's in Iran or in Egypt. The Coptic Christians in Egypt having an awful time. But in this particular case, we've got the unique situation that we have a U.S. citizen. And we've got a U.S. citizen that's being detained in a horrible facility, jail, in Iran, and we've got to do everything we can globally to get him released because right now, Sean, the situation is grave for anybody put in this situation. But again, we've got a U.S. citizen who is being not only penalized but held not only against his will, but you don't know what's happening to him. His wife, you're talking to right now, and family are missing their husband. It is Christmas. This administration, our administration, the Obama administration, needs to come out publicly. They can do it through various sources that deal directly with Iran. And we are asking governments that deal with Iran to do just that.
Agami, when's the last time you've spoken to your husband?
Actually, it was this morning. By some miracle, he called his family's house in Iran, and they were able to call from another cell phone, and we got to speak through phone to phone, and he was desperately wanting to hear our kid's voice.
Yeah, and
he got to...
Go ahead. And what did he say? Was he able to talk? I assume he was being monitored.
Yes, he was, you know, he's been hoping for the last few months to at least try to get out on bail. He's gone through some harsh treatments there, and he had me put the phone on my daughter's ears, and she was half asleep. It was 5 a.m, and he told her, Daddy loves you. She'd missed hearing his voice. She said, Mommy, I'm forgetting Daddy's voice.
How do you know
and
that he's
so
being...
He got to,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
He got to say, Daddy loves you, and I do have a beard. It's grown out pretty big. So he got to talk to her, and he was pretty happy about that. It was only lasted a few minutes.
How do you know he's being abused, besides the fact that he's being held against his will and persecuted for religious reasons?
We've had a few phone-to-phones, and a few weeks ago he told me there's prisoners hurting him, and there was a couple of rounds of interrogators. The second round had hit him and had physically abused him, and so he mentioned that.
Yeah. Jay,
Sean, this
prison
is known for this.
This prison in particular is known for this, yeah. Now, you're working
so
with the attorneys
The Evan prison is one of the worst in Iran. Yeah, it's bad. And we've got, like I said, global pressure here, and I appreciate you bringing this to light tonight, because it's going to take global pressure to get this pastor released, this U.S. citizen, I should also say, released from an Iranian jail.
We'll continue to monitor it, and I hope you can get him home, Jay, by Christmas. And, ma'am, thank you for being with us, and we wish you all the best, and you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Christian American pastor locked up in Iran. Reverend Saeed Abedini was born in Iran, but he is a U.S. citizen. Now, he was arrested back in September when he was on a trip to Iran to visit his parents. Before coming to the United States, Abedini spent years as a leader in Iran's underground Christian community, organizing churches and handing out Bibles in the streets. And Iran has not yet formally charged him with a crime, but when the Revolutionary Guard arrested him, he was told he would have to pay for his Christian missionary work. His family, of course, is desperate to bring him home, has reached out to our State Department. No luck there, at least not so far. So, Governor Palin, your thought tonight about a Christian in Iran who is now in custody?
I do hope the State Department will get involved in this. You know, he is a U.S. citizen, and I think this illustrates, too, though, that brutality, that lack of freedom in these Islamic countries, and makes you wonder, why is it that we're led to believe, Americans collectively led to believe, that perhaps it's just a fine thing for Americans to be willing to spend and shed our own blood and treasure to usher in Sharia democracy in the Middle East, when Sharia law does call for apostates, those who would convert to Christianity, they can be put to death. Why is it that we would advocate, especially sending our sons and daughters in conflict, they being willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to usher in Sharia democracy in the Middle East? We really need to rethink what it is that we're doing in some of these countries, and our monetary support and military support in some of these countries that would ever support such a thing.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. If you look at the flip side, imagine a Christian converting to become a Muslim. We would never, you know, stone the person or sentence the person to death or anything else. I mean, you know, the enormous amount of tolerance in this country, and yet so many of our, you know, so many Americans facing just the opposite other places.
And Greta, that is the most excellent point. Thank you for making that point. This is America. We have these freedoms, and we are willing to fight and die for our freedoms. That's why it's so extremely important to protect our Constitution. We are tolerant of other religions and other viewpoints, and nowhere else but America do we have such a privilege, such a blessing to be able to live as we do.
Folks, well, there you heard it. As a father myself, I have to tell you, I cannot imagine being on the other side of the world from my kids, not able to see them, held in a prison, That's the situation that Pastor Saeed is in. We have an obligation to stand up for him and his family. If you want to stand with us, if you want to do everything you can to see Pastor Saeed freed, you need to call now. The number is 877-989-2255. You can also add your name to that petition at aclj.org. But call now, 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ is mobilizing all of its international resources, urging the UN, the U.S. government, and Congress to demand the release of Pastor Saeed. Now you can add your name to our petition demanding his immediate release. Sign our petition now. Demand that Iran free American pastor Saeed immediately. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.